Cozy TV.
I don't like things to look like I'm picking on people. I'm not nitpicking at Johnny Green, the man. I'm nitpicking his teaching, and this will be the last installment, I pray, because I want you to hear him in his own words. And this is a really convenient way to introduce some people for the first time to the book of Romans and what Romans is all about, because I have never seen anyone twist the purpose of the book of Romans more than Johnny Green. And it is appalling. And you're going to see it today on MCTV. This is Martin Sender. These aren't pleasant shows, but this helps us all dig into the Word of God. You know, Paul wrote Galatians based on an emergency situation. The saints were being tricked into thinking that they now had to perfect themselves by behavior. And so Paul is inspired by a situation. I'm inspired by this situation to delve into scriptures, and this always works out this way in more detail than I maybe would ordinarily. It's the inspiration. And so I'm going to look at it as a gift from God. It's a gift from God for all of us. It's terrible that somebody has to take the fall for this. Somebody has to be the bad example. But, you know, every once in a while, somebody gets a self-righteous bug up their religious bunghole, and they don't even realize they have it. It's a disease. It's a virus. Self-righteousness is a virus. And those on the outside can tell when somebody's got it. Johnny Green's got it. Something happened where either he's upset. I think it starts with he feels like he's overcoming the flesh, or he has overcome the flesh in some way. And instead of attributing it to God and then being thankful for it and maybe telling people about it, you know, hey, I don't do this anymore, he now gets on a mission, on a high horse, and says, I'm going to now make sure everybody conforms to this experience that I just had. It's like a person who quits smoking, and then they're on a crusade to try to get everybody to quit smoking, or somebody who's on a new diet, they get rid of carbs. They become a evangelist for anti-carbs, and here they come again, right? And they just have this attitude that I've arrived at the truth. You people are all idiots, and I am going to reform you if it kills me or if it makes me look like a mean old bastard. This was happening with our friend. He is definitely on a high horse. He's definitely on a mission, and something happened, and I think it's a specific thing. We get a clue. I'm going to play his own words for you. I'm going to shut up pretty soon. I'm going to play his own words to you and we're going to see that I think something happened with a friend that maybe someone he knows is not suffering as much as he is not taking God as seriously as he is. He sees some lackadaisical attitude somewhere that he doesn't like, and he's comparing it with his newfound zeal and doing the right thing for God, not sinning. Oh, it's all great, not sinning. That's great. Congratulations, okay? But as I said in the first video of this mini-series, everybody is progressing in the growth of God. It's God's timing. You can't force your morality on someone else. You become insufferable. And this is what's happening with Johnny Green. He's got bit by the self-righteousness bug. I'm going to go to Romans chapter 10. As we listen to his own words, I'm going to pause. I'm going to use these words as tools for teaching. Self-righteousness, it is insidious. It stinks. The problem is the person that's infected by it can't smell it. But Johnny's going to be ashamed of these videos someday. Maybe soon. I don't know. I don't know if he's watching this. I haven't talked to him. People say, you should talk to him first. No, I deal with the public. It's a public teaching, and I deal with that. I'm not against talking to him. So there's that. All right, let's go to Johnny Green's own words here. I'm going to start the 5-minute mark of a 21-minute video. God help me to get this out in a reasonable amount of time, because I have a lot of things to say here.
Again, it's not once saved, always saved. We are being conformed to the image of His Son.
It's not once saved, always saved.
On being prepared
There's
for
that
adoption.
Again.
And if we don't look anything like...
Wait a minute. We are being prepared for adoption? No, we are not being prepared for adoption. We have been adopted. We have been chosen. We're not being prepared. You might as well say we are being prepared to be chosen. We are being prepared to be adopted as sons. No, we have been adopted. When a baby is adopted by parents, they have not yet put into practice anything either good or evil. They're just adopted because the parents love them. And they may misbehave as they grow up. Does that mean the parents are going to send them back to the orphanage? Oh, listen, you missed your bedtime. We caught you with a flashlight looking at your comic books when you're supposed to be sleeping. Back to the orphanage. This is what Johnny is painting God as, someone who puts us on probation and waits to see if he's going to adopt us, waits to see if he can choose us depending on our behavior. I'm going to play that again. Look, I'm really doing well, aren't I, as far as getting through this.
Image of his son being prepared for adoption.
No.
And if we don't look anything like the Son of God when we are done with our race, you're not going to be one of the elect. It'll be...
There it is. If we don't look anything like the Son of God, we have to look like the Son of God. It will be, well, listen to what he says. This is, and then he kind of switches it up at the end, but his true feeling comes through here.
Son of God, when we are done with our race, you're not going to be one of the elect.
See, you're not going to be one of the, you're not going to be one of the elect if you're not behaving yourself. If you don't look like Christ, WWJD, that's God's standard for election, is whether or not we look like Christ. It is not. You're not going to be one of the elect. And then he kind of backpedals here and says this.
It'll be obvious that you're not one of the elect.
It'll be obvious that you're not one of the elect. But he didn't say that at first, did he? He said, you will not be one of the elect. So which is it? It doesn't matter, really. Whether you say, well, if you don't stop sinning like I have done, then it'll be obvious that you're not one of the elect, because I know I'm one of the elect and this is how I behave. And if you're one of the elect, you will have to behave like I behave, because I've now become the judge as to who has aeonian life or not. It doesn't matter if you're saying that, or if you don't behave, then God's not going to elect you, as if election is a future thing. I think Johnny will say that election is a past thing, but he thinks that we have to show evidence of it. But there was no evidence of it at the beginning. There was no evidence of it. Just like there's no evidence when a parent adopts a child at the beginning. So the best thing to do now, we're so early in this yet, I haven't gotten, 5 seconds? But this is important concerning election, and there's hardly any better place to go for that than Ephesians 1, verses 1 through 14. Paul, an apostle of Christ Jesus, through the will of God, to all the saints who are also believers in Christ Jesus, grace to you and peace from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. Here we go, verse 3. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who blesses us with every spiritual blessing among the celestials in Christ, according as he chooses us in him before the disruption of the world. We to be holy and flawless in his sight, holy and flawless in his sight. We're already that because of justification by faith. We're already holy and flawless in his sight. This is not something that we progressively become. Yes, we do want to improve our walks, but that is not evidence that we have been chosen beforehand. A good walk, good fruit, is not evidence that you have been chosen beforehand. Evidence that you have been chosen beforehand is that you will believe the evangel, because that is what kicks in this justification. It's justification by faith, our faith in Jesus Christ's faith, but even our faith is a gift. This evangel of Paul's is triggered, if you want to look at it that way, by faith, not by behavior. Johnny's making it a complete case of behavior. It is true that if anyone's chosen beforehand, they will believe, but it's not, as Johnny says here, that if anyone's chosen beforehand, they will behave. They might, they might not. But I'll tell you one thing they will do. They will believe the evangel. And Johnny himself does not believe the evangel. Verse 4, Ephesians 1, according as he chooses us in him. You see, if I just, on this show, if I just talk about Ephesians, if I just use one comment of Johnny Green's to launch on a teaching on our predesignation and what it's based on, then it doesn't matter if I only get past one sentence. And if it takes me now 2 weeks to do this, I'm not really, am I, focusing on a man who pretends to be a teacher in the body of Christ, but who isn't, but who's leading people astray and disturbing some. This is a great teaching opportunity. And I get passionate about it because the evil is taking root, even though it's a little bit, it's a little roots, but little roots grow into big trees. And if you don't want a little seedling to become a big tree, you dig it up, you cut it down early. We got to cut this down early before it takes hold, because it is an infection. Self-righteousness is contagious, and it spreads like gangrene. Self-righteousness, it's this arrogance, this spiritual arrogance. And anyone who's self-righteous, they're never self-righteous as far as I believe, you didn't believe, I believe, I didn't believe. It really doesn't come down to that with the self-righteous. It always comes down to behavior. The Pharisees look down on the sinners. Oh, thank God that I'm not like them, sinners like them. And they criticize our Lord for hanging out with prostitutes and that day's equivalent of drug dealers. And it is consistent down through the eras that these people have polished the outside of the cup. Johnny's polishing the outside of the cup. He did something. I don't know what he did, but he overcame something. He got on the Atkins diet or whatever. Now everybody's got to be on the Atkins diet. If you're not on the Atkins diet, you're just not, a good person. I did this. Now I want you to do it. And he's pushing behavior, 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 sin and repentance, behavior. Well, it's not that at all. It's faith. If he wants to come on a video and say, I have more faith than you, I could give that more credence, because at least he's teaching on something that actually is involved. It's involved in being designated beforehand. Romans 8:30, those he designates beforehand, these he calls. In this video, Johnny gets it the other way around. He says, many are called, few are chosen. Well, that's the scriptures, Martin. Yeah, that's Jesus Christ. In Matthew, that's the circumcision gospel. Many are called, few are chosen. But this is another one of the differences between the gospel to Israel and the gospel to the nations. The gospel to Israel through Peter and the gospel to the nations through Paul is that we are chosen first, then we're called. Back to Romans 8:30. Those he designates beforehand, we just read about that in Ephesians, these he calls. See, chooses, then calls. When Christ was proclaiming to Israel, it was called, many are called, few are chosen. This is what Johnny looks at. He cannot look at it. He's not looking at it. He doesn't look at it the Paul way. Of you are sealed, you're already adopted when you were a sniveling little diaper-crapping infant. You didn't have time to develop, just like Romans 9. Before they had put anything into practice, good or evil, speaking of Jacob and Esau, God said, Jacob I love, Esau I hate. Before they had put anything into practice. Johnny is basing the call of the body of Christ, calling into the body of Christ for aeonian life. He's basing it on practice. He's basing it on what you do. Just in the first few sentences. I'm going to milk this thing. I'm going to wring it like a chamois rag, baby. Oh, this is a great opportunity. And again, it inspires the hell out of me to think that people might be listening to this garbage. So you polish the outside of the cup and Saul the Pharisee. I hate to say it, but Johnny Green is now in the Saul phase. He's now advanced to the Saul phase. He advanced from what? Organized religion into the super religious phase. I thought he was in the body of Christ 2 years ago. No. Nope. He's in the Saul phase. And the Saul phase is self-righteousness. I'm going to read about that too. I don't know if I should read it now. All right, I'm going to read it soon, maybe on this show. I'm seeing what's happening here. I'm going to get all this done in one day, right? But this is great. You see, he's in the Saul phase now, where you persecute other people for not being as good, as righteous as you think you are. And that is the worst sin. The irony here is that the sin of self-righteousness is worse than the sins that you're accusing other people of. And Johnny's going to get into a list of things. He doesn't like sexual sin, whatever they are, whatever his definition of them are. He doesn't like lasciviousness, doesn't like people living loose lives, doesn't like it at all. And he's coming after anybody who lives that way. So just like Saul the Pharisee, now he's coming after people. Saul the Pharisee went after people who weren't attaining. Not only, he probably personally went after his cohorts in the Pharisaic world for not attaining to him, but he sure as hell was going to go after people who thought they knew better than him. These believers in Jesus Christ, this lowly man from Nazareth. But you see, the Pharisees looked down on people, and it's always having to do with behavior, when this gospel has nothing to do with behavior. Again, Romans 9, before they put anything into practice, good or evil. I'm going to go on in Ephesians, because this is a good foundation to have for whatever comes next. We to be holy and flawless in his sight, not the sight of man. Johnny's basing all this on his sight, Johnny Green's sight. But this becoming holy and flawless is in God's sight. In love, designating us beforehand. You know what the love of God is? It's a love that does not consider the worthiness of its object. That's what agape love is. All these Christians talking about agape love. Agape love is one-way love. It's love that does not depend on reciprocation. To fuel it, it loves because it is love. And it's love that designated us beforehand. And it's also grace. And if you want to talk about grace, grace is defined as favor given to those who deserve the opposite. If you're perfect like Johnny, or trying to become perfect like Johnny thinks he is, then you don't deserve grace. I mean, you're not, grace isn't the answer for you. A Boy Scout medal is the answer for you, or a plaque, or a certificate. But the answer to people who are flawed, like you and me are, the answer is grace. And we were called by grace in love. And God loved us in spite of ourselves. That's the beauty of this, man. We don't have to look like Jesus at the end of this walk. Did you hear what he said? If you don't look like Jesus at the end of this walk, then you weren't designated beforehand. So let me play that again. If you don't look like Jesus by the end of this walk,
saved, always saved. We are being conformed to the image of his son, being prepared for adoption.
No,
we don't look anything like the Son of God when we are done with our race. You're not going to be one of the elect.
If we don't look anything like the Son of God when we are done with this race, then you're not one of the elect. As if being elect depends on looking like the Son of God. Let me ask you this. How much do we look like the Son of God before we even existed, when God designated us before him because of his love and because of the delight of his will? Was that the criteria then? Jesus hadn't even come to the earth yet. Johnny's inventing a criteria for being in the body of Christ, and that is looking like Jesus Christ. If you don't look like Jesus Christ, you being like you, what? Yeah. What if I can't grow a beard like you? There's a lot of women who can't grow a beard like, I know he's not talking about that. He's talking about becoming like Jesus for sinlessness. This is what this man's striving for. This is what Saul the Pharisee was striving for. What I'm telling you is Johnny Green still has a breaking ahead as far as understanding that, I am freaking nothing. This is not based on my works at all. Doesn't realize that yet. Thought he did, but like I said, but again, I'm too generous with people. And people think I'm tough. Well, Martin's tough. He was tough drawing the line. Who's in the body of Christ and who's not? No, I told you, it's very simple. It's objective who's in the body of Christ. Jesus Christ died for our sins, died for our sins according to the scriptures, was entombed, roused on the third day for our sins. In other words, he took care of our sins. He dealt with our sins for our sins. And yet this man still put, as I said yesterday, this man still puts sins as a roadblock to being in the body of Christ and not looking like Jesus. A roadblock. If you don't look like Jesus, you're not going to be, then you're not going to be elect. Then he backpedals and said, well, it's proof that you haven't been elect. But you can't play that time game. We're on to that. You're saying that looking like Jesus then was the thing that triggered our election in the first place, but it's not. And it's not only God in love designating us beforehand for the place of a son. It is this, in accord with the delight of his will. There it is. That's why you're chosen. The delight of his will. Nowhere in here does it say that we are chosen because of our behavior. In fact, Paul takes pains, as I quoted a couple times yesterday, 2 Timothy 1:9. I love this verse. Paul takes pains to say we have a holy calling, not in accord with our acts. Wait a minute. I thought holy meant that you're like a saint, that you act like Mother Teresa. No. Oh, by the way, I have not seen anyone so obsessed with sin as Johnny Green. He's obsessed with sin, obsessed with it. He can't stop thinking about sinning. True, not sinning, but that's still thinking about sinning, isn't it? I haven't seen anybody this obsessed about sin since Mother Teresa walked the earth. This man's obsessed with it. But this calling is in accord, that is, it's in agreement with the delight of God. It delights God to choose you. That's it. Done. Delights God to choose you. Is there anything in this context of Ephesians about being chosen because of behavior? Like I said, Paul takes pains to say no. In 2 Timothy 1:9, called with a holy calling not in accord with our acts. Holy does not mean morally sound. Holy just means separated to God. You're separated to God. Holiness does not even look at your behavior. It doesn't put your behavior up on a graph. People think, oh, he's holy. That man's holy. It just means he's separated to God. The holy land's called holy. Can a land sin or not sin? No. So holy has nothing to do with any kind of moral criteria whatsoever. It just has to do with being separated to God. And why are we holy? Because he, in love, isn't it better to read the scriptures than to listen to the rantings of a Pharisee who's temporarily got the virus of self-righteousness? I say temporarily because maybe after this rebuke and exposure, he'll come out of it. Maybe, I was going to say, maybe if enough of you comment, but he's disabled comments on his video, so that's not going to happen. In love, designating us beforehand, in love, in accord with the delight of his will, for the laud of the glory of his grace, which graces us in the beloved. This is so great. The glory of his grace, again, grace being favor given to those who deserve the opposite. This is in accord with his grace. And if you look in the Greek scriptures, you will find that grace and sin are always mentioned next to each other. Where sin increases, grace super exceeds. Grace can only thrive in a field of sin. Grace has no context. Grace has no manifestation apart from a field of sin. Sin is the petri dish on which grace grows, and it can't grow in a field of worthiness. It can't. Grace cannot grow in a field of worthiness. So you can see how Mr. Green is just missing this by a mile. He's making election. He's making a pre-designation about something other than what it is about. He's inventing it. He's inventing an election that is based on behavior. Speaking in such a somber tone and like a seriousness, like people are going to start wetting their pants in fear. That's what he wants you to do. Beware. Wait till you hear the end of this video. Oh, God. It's a trick. It's pyrotechnics. It must be laughed at, not taken seriously. No, not laughed at, because I have a heart for this man, and he's earnest as hell, so it's not, I don't want to laugh at this, but if there's a choice between taking this seriously and thinking, oh my God, maybe I'm not chosen because I don't look like Jesus yet. Johnny Green says, unless I look like Jesus, I'm probably not chosen. But I did something yesterday that Jesus would not have done. Oh, don't worry. Martin Zender says not to worry because you being designated beforehand has nothing to do with whether you or not you look like Jesus. It has to do with the delight of God's will, lavishing you with love in his grace. It's all about him. It's all about him. Stop making it about you. Yeah, but Johnny Green says it's all about me. Don't just, that's like a cartoon. It's like a Conan the Barbarian cartoon. It's just not right. I'm sorry. But if it comes down to either believing this or even entertaining it and laughing it out of town, I would laugh it out of town. Laugh it out of town. Do I have time to do five more seconds of quote? No, I don't. No, I don't. In love, designating us beforehand for the place of a son for him through Christ Jesus, in accord with the behavior of the saints, in accord with getting rid of all lasciviousness, getting rid of all sexual sins, whatever they are. Look at Leviticus chapter 20. You'll find all the sexual sins. If you're not screwing a horse or a relative or stealing someone's wife, you're kind of good to go. Just read Leviticus 20. It's not in accord with any of that. It's in accord with the counsel of his will, and it's in accord with his delight. In accord with the delight of his will, for the laud of the glory of his grace. His grace is going to be talked about after this. Look what God did with Zender. Whoa! Nobody's going to say, look what God did with Johnny Green. Well, Johnny Green was worthy. I mean, Johnny Green worked hard at it. He really attained to this, really polished the outside of the cup pretty good. So I can see, you know, of course God chose Johnny Green. But Martin Zender, God chose Martin. And Jessica, the Rest in Grace girl. Ooh, those people, terrible sinners. And that's the implication here. That those who teach grace are terrible sinners. I resent that. Those who teach grace must be awful sinners. You can't listen to these people because they just haven't taken their flesh seriously. Oh, yes, we have. I'll tell you how seriously we've taken the flesh. We saw and we see what it takes to send the old humanity to the tomb and to rise without it. 6 hours of unimaginable suffering of Christ at the cross. Do you think we don't take sin seriously? That's what it took to eliminate it. That's what it took to destroy the old humanity. You people just don't take sin seriously. No, you don't take it seriously because you think you can somehow eliminate it yourself. We look to the cross and say, that's what it took. Oh, we could never do that. We could never do that. We just fall down and worship a God who eliminated sin on our behalf. You, Johnny Green, prop yourself up and say, I can battle this enemy myself. I can battle it. And if I don't, I'm not elect. This is a terrible lie. And it's an inadvertent, and Johnny's not doing this on purpose. It's an inadvertent slap to the face of Christ. He doesn't realize he's doing this. He's sincere. I got to say that before I finish the show. He doesn't realize he's doing it. He's sincere. Let's see if I can finish Ephesians, just the first 14 verses of chapter 1. For the Lord of his glory, of his grace, which graces us in the beloved, in whom we are having the deliverance through his blood, the forgiveness of offenses, by and by offenses, in accord with the riches of his grace. I just told you that. Grace thrives in the field of offense, which he lavishes on us in all wisdom and prudence. Prudence, no. Prudence is behaving yourself. No. God lavishes us, and this is him actually being prudent. Wait till you see what he does when he's not being prudent anymore. And he not only designates us beforehand, Romans 8:30, whom he designates these he calls, whom he calls these he justifies. Justification by faith is the doctrine Johnny Green's never heard of. Whom he justifies, these he glorifies. Oh, when you hear about the glory that's coming for us, wait until you hear about it. Making known to us the secret of his will in accord with his delight, which he purposed in him. Okay, this is all about his delight. Well, folks, I got, 5 seconds, I think, of Mr. Green. I thought I was going to get The funny thing is, I thought I was going to get 10 minutes. No, I have 12 minutes of video to cover. And I thought I was going to get through it, and I got through it literally five seconds. But again, what a great opportunity for teaching, and I just can't bring myself to apologize for it.